G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2016, previewing round 12 off the back of what was a so-so week for me.
I'm back!
A great week for the big fella, well done mate.
Finally back, we're back in the black for the first time this season. Well actually no, since about round 2, it's about bloody time too, just quietly.
Well played mate, well played.
The trend's finally not doing me over and we found a couple this week. With a bit of luck, we'll keep this momentum going.
You haven't got ahead of yourself off the back of a big week and decided just
No, it's still a moderated. It's all the sort of shit you would expect from me in a normal week.
Fair enough.
We kick things off on Friday night at the Docklands with Essendon and Hawthorn. Bombers getting about 11 goals. Total points line around the mid-180s.
Yeah, I know it's a big line, but I'm actually going to take Hawthorn at the minus in this game. They've got the lowest percentage of anyone in the top nine.
They need a big number, don't they?
Of the teams in the top eight, they're behind on percentage by almost 20% from every team in the top eight.
Yep.
They need a boost, and they've got to take this opportunity against what is a second-string side. So I expect them to go all guns blazing and try and put a really big number on, which probably speaks for the over as well. But
the big problem is can Essendon score?
If Hawthorn kick 25 goals, where do Essendon's come from?
Is the go.
So it could finish 170 with Hawthorn winning by 130.
Yeah, pretty easy lay down for me on the basis of all that. Still a miserable year, but what can you do?
Yep.
We move on to Saturday afternoon. We're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and the Dogs. This is near enough a pick'em game. Total points line around mid-170s.
I really like the Dogs in this
game. So do I.
Port Adelaide have been playing better football. A lot's been made about the fact that they've had to strip back and recalibrate the way they go about their football.
Have they beaten much, though?
Not really. They've beaten a couple of teams whose form has been questionable at best over the stretch. Bulldogs, contested football is their go. That's what they do. They're the league leaders by the length of the Flemington Strait in that regard. Port Adelaide have made good inroads by essentially giving up their ruck and just hoping to win off the opposition ruckman. I don't think you can do that against a side that's as good at contested football as the Dogs. When you talk about their inside midfielders in Liberatore and Bontempelli and those sorts of guys are just getting their hands on the footy time after time after time. I think Port Adelaide are severely outclassed in this game, and this market is a bit of an overreaction to what they've done over the last couple of weeks, which, as you say, hasn't been really... doesn't really stand the test if you dig deep enough.
They're pretty clearly the ninth best side in the comp, aren't they? They're a clear margin off Adelaide, West Coast, whoever actually happens to be the eighth best side at the moment.
Yep.
And they've got a march on Melbourne, Collingwood, St Kilda.
Mm.
I found this one pretty easy. I'm happy to step into the Dogs. You take a form line through the game against West Coast a few weeks ago at the Adelaide Oval where Port... granted, they're only beaten by 8 points in the end, but they never really look like winning.
Mm.
I think the Dogs are a superior side to West Coast, so happy to step in. Also, like the under here, I think the Dogs will suffocate them. Both sides trend under this year, particularly the Dogs. And I think there's enough in it. I'm not sure that Port can post a number against a decent defence. So I think you can take the Dogs and the under here.
Good call.
You know what I won't be doing? Taking anything this next game. Bloody hell. Saturday twilight, we're at the Gabba for Brisbane and Freo. Lions getting about a goal, which is damning for both sides. Total points line, low to mid-180s.
Don't care.
Yep, done. Saturday night, we're at the Docklands for Geelong and North Melbourne. A far more interesting game. Cats laying 1.5, 2.5 points. Total points line around the 180 mark.
Yeah, well, when this game originally opened, I didn't mind the Cats in this game, but then I realised that it was actually not at KP, it's at the Docklands, which is a big shift, and the loss of Hawkins really hurts them as well. It might make them slightly less predictable, I guess, with their forward entries, and maybe put a bit more onus on Dangerfield and Selwood and those types to get a bit of scoreboard from the middle of the ground. But yeah, look, you've got to respect what North Melbourne are doing, and they're the best team in the competition at Etihad, bar none. Play the ground exceptionally well, and I think that they're a moral for mine to beat the Cats. Cats' form has been questionable. Whilst they've beaten some good teams, they've dropped games that they shouldn't have as well. So
yeah.
they're not as
they're more enigmatic. North, you can put a line through, and you know what you're getting this year.
I think so. Geelong. What we probably haven't seen so far is Selwood and Dangerfield fire together.
Yep.
If that happens, then you know, who knows? They'll probably win and win comfortably, but it's just they can't both win the same footy. There's only one footy out there. So I think that North Melbourne are certainly the play in this game.
I had a slight lean North plus. In fact, I'm a bit dirty that I missed the number on Monday night when North went up 6.5 underdogs, because I absolutely would have tipped you in there.
Yep.
I think near enough to pick them now. I think that's getting close to right. The bet I do have here is the over. Both sides, strong attacking outfits, under the lid. Last two they've played head-to-head at the Docklands, both went north of 190. I think 180.5 is a bit of a spoil there. I thought that was at least 5 to 10 points light. Geelong, 4 of their last 5 over at the Docklands. North are a slight overside there as well. I think you've got a bit of space here.
Very good.
Second of the Saturday night games, although it's a 5:40 start by Perth time. Over at Subiaco, it's West Coast and Adelaide. Eagles laying about 2.5 goals, total points line around 190.
I love Adelaide at the plus in this game. West Coast, everyone thinks they're impenetrable at home and they're undefeatable at home. Well, they've won 6 from 6 at home this year, and good on them. But the teams they've beaten occupy spots 12 to 17 on the ladder and have a combined win-loss record of 16 and 50. So take out of that what you will. I'm taking out of that West Coast still can't beat good sides, doesn't matter what ground they play on. I think Adelaide will expose them for pace. They'll expose them for lack of defensive versatility. And I think they will put... They might not put a big number on them, but certainly won't be a one-sided West Coast drubbing. And if it doesn't go down to the wire, Adelaide will win comfortably.
I got close to Adelaide at the plus here. I did think 15.5 was half a goal to a goal more than I was expecting. The one thing that threw me, and I take all your points about this year, I'm not paying so much attention there. Since the start of last year, as home favourites, 15-0 against the spread, the Eagles. Albeit a lot of that has been flat track bullying of bad sides. They have actually run into some semi-competitive sides over there. They covered against North in a prelim. They covered against the Hawks in a final there. This side this year is not going quite so well, and I do lean a little Adelaide plus here, but I can't take on a trend like that. That's just not how I roll.
Well, if I know anything about stats, and I clearly don't, 15 games is a big enough test pool for there to be a blemish somewhere along the way. Nothing lasts forever, and it's fucking over this week. See you later.
There we go. We move on to Sunday afternoon, and we're back at the Docklands for St Kilda and Carlton. Saints getting about a goal and a half total points line, high 170s.
I think they've got this one just about right. On form, Carlton are certainly tracking the better. A lot to like about the way they go about it. St Kilda have been disappointing in their losses this year. They've been... other than probably...
Been horrible on the road.
Yeah, admirable loss to Hawthorn, which again, they probably should have won. But yeah, they've been put to the sword quite a bit, which is the complete opposite of what you want from a young group. You want them to really fight and scrap it out to the wire and show that they want to improve and really that they're up for the contest, which is what we're getting. I mean, if you look at the sides on paper, it's hard to probably make an argument that Carlton deserve favouritism or even deserve to be in the question. I think St Kilda have certainly got them for talent, but as we've seen time and time again, talent certainly isn't the driver in the market at the moment.
We've been talking the last few weeks about the idea that Carlton are actually an honest conveyance now, and that's amazing as it sounds, it's actually true. And they've won the last 4 head-to-head against the Saints as well. It's a bit like the Geelong North game. I feel like I can trust Carlton and North to play to a level more than I can trust Geelong and St Kilda to play to a level.
Absolutely, mate. I couldn't agree with you more. And for that exact reason, I'm going to sit this one out. St Kilda could come out and win this one by 10 goals or they get done by 10 goals. There's just so many variables involved. It's not worth it.
I was a bit the same. I looked at this game on paper and thought, gee, how are you giving up a goal and a half either way here? And it's really just people just trust Carlton a little bit more at the moment, and you're paying the price for that by laying a goal and a half, so that's enough for me to stay out.
Bang.
We move to the second of the Sunday afternoon games, and we're at the MCG for Richmond and the Gold Coast. Tigers laying a little over 5 goals, total points line around the mid-180s.
Yeah, well, with the injuries to both sides, this is shaping up as Coburg versus Gold Coast Neefel sort of set up down there, and could quite possibly be the worst game of football where we witnessed this year. And we
it's
did,
got some
we
doozies did, to get past.
We did watch the Essendon Carlton game, so let's not.
And Fremantle Carlton, and I watched as little of Fremantle Essendon as I possibly could, and that was bloody awful too.
Goodness me. Well, I'm going to have to sit in the outer and go through this one. So see me cheering for a full-strength beer at the afternoon game and seeing how quickly I can forget where I am. Now, it's going to be a beautiful day down there. Looking forward to it. Couldn't think of something anything I'd rather be doing than being at the MCG on a Sunday afternoon. And hopefully I will be watching the St Kilda Carlton game on my phone.
I actually found a bet in this game. I'm going to be with the over here. Gold Coast going great guns to the over this season because they can't defend against anyone. Over the last couple of years, they've been brilliant as an overs team on the road. Richmond strong to the over this year because they can't defend either. I think there's enough here. Granted, both sides will be down a bit of cattle and a bit of skill, but I think they'll be neither side's exactly a real bastion of discipline. And I think there'll be a lot of goals over the back and cheap goals and goals off stupid turnovers and.
Yeah, look, I...
You wouldn't want to support either of these sides. You'll leak at least four or five where you just sit there and go, what the fuck just happened?
But I can also see this game being your 65-52 bludger as well. Like, both sides are that bad, either side of the football.
That's why I'm not spread betting.
I would be amazed if 80% of this game isn't played between the 50s. Like, both teams are just... They just lack. They lack so much at the moment, and it's look, there's not, you just can't find a positive no matter how deep you dig. Yuck.
Come on, points. Well, come on, Gold Coast leaking points. They leaked almost 80 to Sydney, and Sydney were travelling around Carrara on a boat last week.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. But Sydney,
that would have been about 280 in the dry.
Yeah, Sydney are a good team.
They are. Speaking of the Swans, we've got them in the Sunday Twilight game. They're at Spotless Stadium in the West against the Giants. Giants getting 1.5, 2.5 points. Total points line around 180.
I really wanted to bet this game.
Are you going to watch the second half of this while you're sitting in the G? Surely this goes on your phone at about 4:30 on Sunday afternoon.
I'll be fucking well and truly out of the MCG by 4:30. I'll give you the tip. I'll be on foot and I'll be beating the traffic like nobody's business. I'll probably be over at the Royal watching this, I would imagine. We'll have to just see what I'm told that I'm doing, I guess. But back to the actual footy, mate. Thanks for throwing me under the bus there. I wanted to bet this game. I really, really like the way both teams are tracking. I wanted something to pop out just so I could get involved in this game.
I've got two.
Well, I'm not surprised. You're a bloody maniac. You get four from four last week and all of a sudden everything's just dollar signs. I can see them spinning in your eyes. But I just really think everything's live in this game. I honestly do. I think either team can win if it's their day, if they come with a little bit more intensity. Given the conditions that Sydney's endured, I'm not convinced we're going to get a dry deck out there.
No.
So the under's certainly in play, but that being said, both teams have got massive scoring potential, and if it's, you know, 15 goals to 14, all of a sudden that line's in a bit of doubt. So,
yep.
There's just too much doubt for me, but certainly a ripping game of football that everyone should take the time to watch.
So I've got two here. I've got the under, and I've got Sydney at the minus, and most of this is running off the head-to-head history between the two sides, particularly last year and earlier this year. Swans won earlier this year by 4 goals. Since the one time GWS upset them in a monsoon at Spotless in round one a few years back now, Swans have gone back on the offensive and dominated the 4 games since.
Yep.
Totals, there was one game that broke out and was high scoring, but by and large, they're lower than average totals. They're a bit arm wrestle. They're a genuine inside contest, and it's a real contest here to see who's got the inside running for a top four spot. And I feel the way Sydney play those games, the way Sydney sizes up the way they did against North Melbourne. So, right, you're actually a genuine contender here.
Mm.
Did the same thing to West Coast, beat us on the inside. Yeah. Did the same thing to Hawthorn. No, and I think Sydney style, when they run up against good sides, lends itself to that. And I think Sydney will try and make GWS play their style.
I certainly can't disagree with what you're saying, but I guess just to reiterate the arguments for the other side, and not to, again, throw the meaningless nature of stats back in your face, but they are contingent on the variables that underlie them. Three of the last four games that Sydney have beaten the Giants, Mumford hasn't taken part in. He is a massive X factor in this game, because as good as Tippett's going in the ruck, he doesn't do well against the stronger, bigger bodies. Yep. I think we'll fall short of saying he's a bit of a cat, but he's a little bit of a cat.
He is a bit of a cat.
So that's a big one for mine, just the Mumford impact. When Sydney,
will they try to handle him a similar way to they did against Goldstein in the North game, where you don't forfeit losing the hit out, but you work on the basis you're less than 50-50 and you strategize around that.
That's not so much the issue with Mumford. What Mumford brings to the table, that where he's a very different ruckman to Goldstein and Nick Nat, who are your dominant tap ruckman. Mm. He's not that. Mm. He's just a big bastard who's really hard to get a clear tap against. Mm. And then when the ball's on the ground, he's another just a big-bodied midfielder who tackles really hard and creates second and third stoppage opportunities, which is why the young blokes around him get so much ball.
Yep.
And against Sydney, who like to play that inside stuff, he could have 12, 13, 14 tackles in and around the stoppages and really slow down that momentum. And what Sydney have struggled against, when they have struggled, the few times they've struggled this year, it's been against pace on the outside and real hard gut running. I mean, Hanbury aside, they're not a gut running side. They don't cover the turf the way that the young Giants do. And I think that also could expose them. So, there's too much to like about both teams to make a decision which way it's going to go. But I think that was part of why I had
the combo that I have. I think if it was Sydney in the under, if you like the over, I think you like GWS.
Correct. Yeah. No,
because it becomes an outside game. If you think it's going that way,
yep,
then that probably turns the ledger the other side.
Good chat.
Final game of the week, Monday afternoon, Queen's Birthday long weekend. We're at the MCG for Melbourne and Collingwood. Demons laying a little over a goal, total points line around 190. What do you do with Collingwood after last week? I'm fucked if I know.
Mate, they're really hard to gauge as well. But so are Melbourne.
I mean, I don't trust them.
I've done my ass on Melbourne a couple of times in recent weeks, thinking that they were more than they are. Reality is, these two teams are pretty even at the moment, which...
They're in that 10-11-12-13 sort of range.
Yeah, that's it. And it's a lot like the St Kilda Carlton game or the... that's probably the only real like we've got. Or even the GW Sydney game. This is obviously on a lesser tier. But
St Kilda Carlton, Melbourne Collingwood is basically the batch of four that sits below Port and above the really terrible sides.
Yeah, that's right. And they're all on about four wins and good luck to them. But yeah, you're not going to bet money on these sides, regardless of the stage. Let's just hope it's a good day for the crowd. Get out there and get behind Freeze MND and raise some money for a great cause. Get behind the Rev and make it a big day. But other than that, that's pretty much where my interest dies off.
Absolutely. So that gives me a total of six this week. I've got the dogs and the under in the same game, over in Geelong North Melbourne, over in the Richmond Gold Coast game, Swans and the under in the Swans GWS game.
Beautiful. Well, I'm betting just as many games. I'm just not going as balls deep as you are, because I'm a little bit more sensible in my golden years. But I just realised that I'm now about to say I'm taking Hawks minus 11 goals. So well done with your sensibility. Doggies head to head, North Melbourne at the plus and Adelaide at the plus.
Oh, there we go, folks. Plenty this week now. I should let you know in advance, I'll be on the other side of the world next week, so we will be back in a fortnight's time to pick up with round 14 and hopefully continued momentum on the back of this weekend with 10 bets.
Anyone that is actually after a punt next week, just get behind us on the Twitter and I'll send something through. Make it before 7:30, otherwise you're likely to get gibberish.
Good luck and good punting, folks.